Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
It is Mountain Home's ball to start this second half as they trail Benton 28-22. Blaine Tate into the front court. Benton in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Dewey at the right elbow. Gives it back to Tate. He dribbles to the corner. Back out to the wing. Gives it to Uchman at the elbow. Uchman picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it back out to Tate. Tate dribbling on the right side. Now he has the ball knocked away and stolen by Gray, and Gray's going to draw a little contact as well. Blaine Tate picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one in the third quarter against Mountain Home. That's certainly not the start you wanted.
No, that's right. We're picking up right where we left off in the second quarter there, and with turnovers.
We're 22 seconds into this second half. Here's Prickett up top. Throws over on the right side to Russell. Back over to Prickett. Prickett dribbles to the left side, now gives up top to Shelby. Shelby will throw it to Russell near the right corner. He dribbles out a little more to the wing. Gives it to Ellis in the paint. Now ball goes back out to Russell. He tries to throw it to Shelby. It goes wide to him and out of bounds on the far sideline. And that will be a turnover against the Panthers.
Yeah, I think he saw his coach or somebody over there and threw it right in between two players.
I wasn't sure. That looked for a moment like Shelby had, threw his hands back. I was like, I didn't know if he was just trying to. Or anyways, what that deal was. Here's Gilbert with it. Gilbert throws up top. Now he dribbles over to the right side. Finds Dewey just outside the paint. He's going to low block up for the jumper off the glass. It rolls around and falls in.
Yeah, it's good to see Dewey get one to fall right here. He struggled a little bit with those block shots in that first half. And nice to see him start this second with a shot.
He has six on the day. 28-24 Benton up with 6:37 left in the third. Ball's with Prickett on the left side. Down to Russell in the corner. He'll give it to Shelby, who immediately puts up the three-pointer in the left corner, and it wedges between the backboard and the rim. That's going to be a jump ball. It will be Benton's ball on the possession arrow.
I don't know. I think if you shoot the ball and stick it, it should be a turnover.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. If you shoot a ball that bad, the other team should get the ball.
Here is Gray taking the inbound pass, giving it to Russell. Bow back to Shelby. He's going to try another three in the left corner. This one won't go either. And the rebound is knocked around, and it's knocked to Ellis. He gives it to Shelby, who puts up the three-pointer, and this time he gets it to go.
He didn't like the left corner. He came over here to the right corner, and that's where he's going to get it.
He's got nine, all from behind the arc. It's a three-possession lead for the Panthers. 31-24 our score with 6:05 left in the third. Ball goes over to Gilbert. Ball is about knocked away, but Gilbert is able to corral. Finds Dewey in the paint for the layup. It will not go. He was trying to draw a little contact, but no call, and the rebound is controlled by the Panthers.
Yeah, Dewey went up trying to get fouled instead of going up trying to make the shot and then going through the contact.
Prickett's going to go in, and he's going to get the running jumper and draw the foul.
There's the difference. When you go in to try to shoot the ball and try to make it, good things usually happen. If you go in and thinking you're going to get fouled and changing your shot, that doesn't usually work out well.
Blaine Tate picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three here in the third quarter, number two here in the third quarter against Mountain Home. And Prickett's free throw is short, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Prickett does have 13 on the day. 33-24, Panthers up. Tate into the front court, met by a double team, gets it to McLean to avoid a turnover. Now back to Tate just inside the half court stripe. He dribbles. Gets by his defender, goes into paint for the jumper, no good, and Shelby gets the rebound, and back comes Benton. Finds Russell. He's going into the lane, going in for the turnaround jumper. Shot's blocked by Dewey, and Uchman comes up with the ball.
Good job, Dewey, right there trailing the play, not giving up on it. And when Russell was able to spin move, he was able to go to work on him.
Dewey with it on the low block. He has the ball knocked away. Gilbert gets it, though. He puts up the jumper at the free throw line. Good.
Johnny on the spot right there. Ball got knocked away from Dewey, and Rhett right there to pick it up and gather himself and hit a shot.
Gilbert has five on the day. 33-26, Benton up with 4:55 left in the third. Ball is up top with Russell.
Mount Home going to be in a 2-3 zone, it looks like.
Yeah,
right,
it does. The ball is over with Prickett now on the right side, and he draws a little contact. A little bump foul by Rhett Gilbert. That's his first personal foul. 13th foul against the Bombers here in the third quarter. McGee Harris checking back in for the Bombers as Blaine Tate will take a seat. 4:43 left in the third. As Prickett will inbound the ball, gets into Russell at the right corner. He drills out to the wing, gives up top to Prickett. Prickett's going to drill to the left elbow. Now he's going to the low block, going in for the running jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up. He can't get that one to go either. And this time the rebound comes to Dewey. McLean quickly giving it to Harris. Back to McLean. That was his corner. He should have shot it.
That was, yeah.
Here is Gilbert with it. 4:17 left to play in the third. Over to Harris on the left side. He is going to put up the three on the wing. That won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Prickett. He quickly gets out to Russell. Russell will throw it to Ellis for the layup. Good.
Yeah, good pass there by Russell. Rhett looked like he was set up to take the offensive player control foul, and Russell got rid of it before.
And Ellis, that was Ellis' first 2 points of the day, and now a foul's going to be called on Benton.
Yeah, they're going to get Benton. That could have went either way. The ball kind of came away from Ryder, and it looked like him and Zero right there. Ellis, was it Ellis? I believe,
yeah, that's
were both
Ellis.
Hand-fighting it for it. And those two guys could have went either way, and Mountain Home got the benefit of the call right there.
That's Ellis' first personal foul, team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Panthers.
Good to see Caleb Knight, number five for Benton, check back in. He was the one that kind of got hurt there at the end of the first quarter, but he's back in now.
Here is Uchman with it. He's going to dribble toward the low block, kicks out to McLean in the left corner. His three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Knight. Knight will throw it into the front court to Russell on the left side. He dribbles down toward the paint. Now kicks out to Knight. He's going to put up the three-pointer a little strong, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by McLean. 3:28 left to play in the third. It is a 9-point lead for Benton, 35-26 our score. Ball's with Dewey on the right wing. Gives it out to Gilbert. Over to Harris. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Down to 8 left on the shot clock. Gilbert's going to drill toward the low block. Kicks out to Harris. Finds Dewey in the paint. Down to 2. Gilbert Dewey's going to put up the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ellis. And now a carry is going to be called against Ellis. You don't see that called much.
No. No, he looked like he was trying. I don't know what he was trying to do. He just, but I guess they said he palmed it too much in there.
2:51 left to play in the third. Mounts Home gets the ball back. Again, Benton's up 35-26. Prickett's going to check back into the game as he'll replace he'll replace Gray. And now we got Drew Haney coming in for the first time today as Braden Dewey takes a seat. McLean will inbound it to Gilbert. Gilbert give it to Uchman, who gets into the front court. Back to Gilbert on the right side. Down the corner to Harris. Harris will drill out to the wing. Gives up top to Uchman. Uchman throws back out to Harris. Over to McLean in the right corner. Back to Harris on the wing. Over on the left side to Gilbert. He's going to try the long three-pointer. Good!
There, we finally got our first three down right there for the Bombers for the day.
So, stoppage of play.
The net stuck up on the rim.
Oh, okay.
Up there.
So, Gilbert now with 8 on the day. 35-29, down to a two-possession game now with less than 2.5 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, we said at the beginning of the broadcast, Terrion Burgess, their best player and all-national player and studs, not in the lineup. Man, they would look a lot different if he was out there, wouldn't
they? No kidding. Here is a Russell with it. He's going to dribble into the lane, and he's going to put up the jumper over his defender. Won't go, and Uchman, good job blocking out, and he'll draw a little contact going for that rebound. That is Russell's fourth personal foul, team foul number 2 here in the
I think they got zero on that, didn't they?
Oh, you're right. You're right. They did. I think they did get L. So it's a second personal foul. Team foul number three. I'm sorry, number two against the Panthers. Inbound pass will go to Gilbert. He throws it off the leg of Ellis, and it goes out of bounds on the near sideline.
Oh, it bounced way up here about half court. Mountain Home should get the ball up here, but it stayed in bounds for a while before it went out of bounds, but they're going to stay back in the backcourt. Somebody go deep.
Here is Ryder inbounding it on the near sideline, gets into Gilbert. A little over 2 minutes left to play in the third.
Big 2 minutes right here. We need to cut this lead down even more. It was six at halftime, and, yeah, they're going to get a foul right here. They hit him in the head.
All right. Caleb Knight picks up his second personal foul. That is the third team foul against the Panthers here in the third quarter. 1:57 left to play in the period.
But it was a six-point halftime lead. We got it down to six right now. Benton kind of surged out and got it, up to nine maybe?
Yes.
And you know, Mountain Home needs to, this last 2 minutes, cut this lead down to a manageable one possession game, or even take the lead before half would be awesome, or before the fourth quarter would be awesome.
McLean has it on the right side, gives it to Haney. He's going to give it to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert has the ball knocked away and stolen by Knight. Good play by Knight there.
Yep, quick hands.
He'll give it to throw it to Shelby, who tries to throw it to Russell. Ooh. He can't, but he can't save it in. It goes out of bounds, and two teams exchange turnovers.
Not very smart play by Russell right there. The McGee Harris, great job on defense, knocked the ball away. The ball was going to be Benton's ball underneath the goal, and Russell came in, tried to be a hero and save it, and saved it and stepped on the line. Shoot the yard ball.
It is. Okay. Well, but Mountain Home got a break there because it was a good defensive play. Now they're going to change it.
Wow. There's no way he's behind the play unless he said he's confident he saw it off on Mountain Home. So.
Okay. So another turnover against the Bombers, unfortunately. Prickett will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets into Russell in the backcourt.
I've seen that a lot this year so far. Officials getting together and getting the call right, which is what everybody ultimately wants in this.
Ball goes up top to Prickett. Prickett's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. Good. Harrison Prickett with 15 on the day. Back to a three-possession lead for Benton, 37-29. Our score with 1:08 left in the third. Gilbert into the front court.
Ben's just making us work for everything we got right here.
And there's another foul against Caleb Knight. That's his third personal foul. Last foul Benton has to give in this quarter with 1 minute left in it. Braxton Carson checking back in for the Bombers, replacing Levi Uchman. It will be Gilbert inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Trying to figure out where to go with it. And he'll try to throw it in to Haney, and it was Ellis coming up with a steal. Back comes Prickett with it. He's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled.
Man, that boy can play some ball. He is getting to the rim and finishing as he has a chance to do that.
Harrison Prickett will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. They got Drew Haney with his first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Bombers here in the third quarter. So with 51.5 seconds left, it will be Prickett at the free throw line, where so far I believe he is 2 of 5. Free throw is up, rolls around and falls in. So it's a double digit lead now for Benton, 40-29 our score.
Yeah, we talked about these last 2 minutes, you know, trying to get it down there, and it's went the other way.
Yes, it has. Here's Dewey. He just checked back in a moment ago. He's going to go in for the layup. No good. McLean tried to tip back up and in. He couldn't get that to go. And now, just as soon as Benton gets a rebound, they're called for travel.
Yeah, I haven't seen Dewey struggle this much from block shots in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just having problems getting it to go down.
That thing seems like he's trying to make something happen, so just trying to take the contact.
Yeah, get to the line.
For 37.4 seconds left, inbound pass goes to Carson in the left corner. Gives it to Dewey on the low block. He's going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, very patient there. That's what we want. That's what we're used to seeing Dewey do underneath. You know, not get out his nose out in front of his toes, and he stayed over his body right there and was able to finish strong.
40-31, Panthers up. The shot clock is off, so they can hold for the last shot of the period. It is Prickett with it up top. Down to 10. Prickett will he tried to throw it tonight. It just went through his hands and out of bounds on the far sideline, and Mountain Home catches a break.
We'll take a gift right there.
8.3 left to play in the third. Mountain Home with a chance to cut the margin even further. Right now it's 9. McLean will inbound the ball, gets it into Gilbert. I'm sorry, to Tate. Tate into the front court. He'll throw it to Harris. Up top to McLean, down to one. He puts up the three to beat the buzzer. Will not go, and we've come to the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, it is Benton leading Mountain Home 40-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting